Not all data carries the same risk. Your company's lunch menu and your customer's social security numbers both live somewhere in your systems, but they require very different levels of protection. Data classification is the system your company uses to sort information into categories based on sensitivity, and then apply the appropriate security controls to each category. This isn't just organizational housekeeping, it's a compliance requirement. SOC 2's confidentiality. Trust Services criteria requires organizations to identify and protect confidential information. Auditors expect to see a documented classification policy, evidence that employees understand it, and proof that data is handled according to its classification. Most organizations use a four-tier classification system. The exact names vary from company to company, but the logic is consistent. Restricted is your most sensitive data. Exposure could result in regulatory penalties, legal liability, or direct financial harm to individuals. Customer social security numbers, payment card numbers, protected health information, encryption keys, authentication credentials, production database access tokens, and merger documents before public announcement. Restricted data should be encrypted at rest and in transit. Access requires explicit authorization and is logged, never shared via unencrypted channels. Confidential is sensitive business information that could cause significant harm if exposed. Customer lists, employee compensation data, internal financial reports, product roadmaps, source code, proprietary algorithms. Encrypted in transit, shared only with authorized personnel, and when shared externally, only under a non-disclosure agreement. Internal is information intended for use within the company. Meeting notes, org charts, project plans, training materials, shared freely within the company using approved tools, not posted publicly. Public is information intentionally available to anyone. Blog posts, marketing materials, press releases. No access restrictions, but once something is public, it can't be made private again. Understanding the classification levels is the framework. Knowing the specific types of sensitive data is what makes the framework actionable. Personally identifiable information, or PII, is any data that can identify a specific individual. Direct identifiers like name, social security number, email, phone number, biometric data. Indirect identifiers like date of birth, ZIPIN code, job title, or IP address, which can identify someone when combined. The average cost per compromised PII record in 2025 was approximately $160. Protected health information, PHI, is PII linked to healthcare. Medical records, prescription history, insurance claims, governed by HIPAA. Healthcare breaches are the most expensive of any industry, averaging $7.42 million per incident in 2025. HIPAA fines run up to $2.13 million per violation category per year. Financial data splits into two regulatory categories. PIFI, personally identifiable financial information, covers bank accounts, transaction histories, loan information, account balances. Governed by SEC Regulation SP and the Gramm-Leach-Bliley Act. And PCI, Payment Card Industry Data, covers card numbers, cardholder names, expiration dates, CVV codes. Governed by the PCI Data Security Standard. If your company accepts card payments, PCI DSS compliance isn't optional. A breach can cost you the ability to process payments entirely. Company financial data is a category people tend to underclassify because there's no regulatory acronym forcing the issue. Revenue, burn rate, customer contract values, fundraising details, cap tables, commission structures. For a startup, a leaked burn rate can spook investors. A leaked pricing model hands your go-to-market strategy to a competitor. Treat company financial data as confidential at a minimum, restricted during active fundraising or M&A activity. Intellectual property, source code, architecture documents, algorithms, unreleased designs, pricing models, customer acquisition strategies. IP theft averaged $178 per record in 2025, the highest per record cost of any data type. Most data exposure isn't a sophisticated hack. It's a normal person making a normal mistake during a normal workday. Five common scenarios worth knowing. First, sending to the wrong recipient. Email autocomplete fills in the wrong Sarah. A revenue report goes to a vendor contact instead of a colleague. Slow down on send. Double-check the recipient field when the email contains attachments or sensitive data. Second, oversharing in collaboration tools. Pasting a customer API key into a Slack channel with 40 people to troubleshoot an issue. Sharing a Google Drive folder with anyone with a link for convenience, not realizing the folder contains confidential contracts. Treat Slack and Drive with the same care as email. Third, uploading to the wrong place. Pushing code to a public GitHub repository with hard-coded credentials. Uploading a customer case study with real revenue numbers to a public-facing CMS instead of an internal staging environment. Never hard-code credentials. Use environment variables or a secrets manager. Fourth, pasting sensitive data into Akai. E2, the fastest-growing exposure vector in 2026. An employee pastes a customer contract or source code into a public AI assistant for analysis. That data may be stored by the AI provider, used for training, or accessible to provider employees. Never paste restricted or confidential data into a public AI tool unless it's been specifically approved by your security team. We'll cover AI tools in depth in Module 8. And fifth, forgetting to revoke access. An employee leaves but their access to shared folders and SaaS tools persists for weeks. A contractor's project ends but their credentials stay active. When you're unsure how to handle a piece of data, walk through four questions. What classification level is this? Who is authorized to access it? Am I using an approved channel? And what happens after I share it? If any of these gives you pause, that pause is the security control working. When in doubt, default to more protective. It's always easier to open access than to undo an exposure.